Sugary cereals are like on the bottom shelf of a cereal aisle. Healthier stuff is like at the top. Kashi, eat that. You're not sure what's in it. You're not even sure if you said it correctly. But it's gotta be good. There's pictures of wheat on the box. And look at the one next to them. They're hugging and smiling. Know why? Because they're gonna live past 40. Then I go down one more shelf. Corn Chex is cool. Corn Chex is totally fine. 12 essential vitamins and nutrients is right on the box. Corn Chex still doing great. Then look down one more shelf. Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, I'm losing you a little bit. It is Cheerios, which is good. But I'll tell you my greatest concern. There's a cartoon on the box. But it is a cartoon bee. And at least bees exist. As long as you stay with illustrations of things that are actually things, you're doing okay. Honey Nut Cheerios, I'll accept it. Final shelf. Elves aren't real. Why is that tiger wearing a scarf? He shouldn't be cold. He's covered in fur. That captain does not look licensed to operate a vessel on the milk seas. And you're going after a cereal that features the modern Stone Age family? That's not a thing. You can't have a small brontosaurus as a pet dog. They never existed. Keep down this path. You're going to end up just like that diabetic vampire.
Back to the Future, Power of Love. You know, Huey Lewis was actually in the movie. You can see him just a short time. He is in the scene where Michael J. Fox's band is auditioning for that Battle of the Bands thing. And Huey Lewis picks up a megaphone and says, "You're too loud. Next." That's his only line in the film. But he's in there. Okay, yesterday we missed it. It was National Cereal Day. And we missed it yesterday, which is part of National Procrastination Week, is probably why we missed it. But you heard that funny bit about cereals. Here's something a lot of people don't know. If you take cereals that have characters on them, like Tony the Tiger, the Leprechaun from Lucky Charms, Captain from Captain Crunch, look at their eyes. They all look down. Every one of them. And that's because when the box is on the shelf in the supermarket and your kids look at the box, they make eye contact with your kid. Every single character looks down on the box. They never look up. Now, it's not obvious at first, but if you check their eyes, they always are tilted downward to look at your kid's eyes. And kids tend to get those cereals when they make eye contact with them. They're thinking of everything, aren't they?
That's fascinating.
And they got me because that's all I drink, all I eat is Lucky Charms. So they're magically delicious, so I use them all the time. I get these big boxes. I don't think my wife can understand why you eat Lucky Charms. I mean, I know it's not good for you. I know it's eating away my insides every day when I have them. What do you have cereal?
Typically oatmeal, just oatmeal.
Oh, one of those hell. I like oatmeal, too. But when it comes to cold cereals, I use it as dessert. I put some in a cup, and I put some milk in there, and that's my dessert.
Right.
It's just a little bit. It's not a lot. But it's sweet, and it's, you know, that's magically delicious. What can I tell you?
Yeah, occasionally I'll have a bowl of cereal at night, you know, when I want to finish off my day with a treat. But other than that, no.
They're talking about cereal for dinner now. Seinfeld did that for years on his show. It was at cereal for dinner. Everybody's always eating cereal on that show. Rick Taylor is here, Deputy Chief of the Racine Police Department. But he's here for another reason. He's not here to catch you doing anything wrong. He's here. Him and his wife help out with his Royal Family Kids Cam. And this is a way for kids, foster kids, who... Generally, if you're in foster care, there's a reason they took you away from your biological mom and dad. There's a reason for it. And the reason is, generally, there's abuse involved, or, you know, it could be your parents passed away. It could be a lot of reasons why your parents are in jail. But anyway, this is a way for kids to become kids for 1 week and forget about all their troubles. I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver household. Mm-hmm. I had not a worry in the world. We went away for 2 weeks every year. My father and my mother, even though they may have had financial problems, never let my brother and I know anything about it. It was a secret, and We just didn't know about it. Anything we wanted, we got. We needed for the family. Lived in a nice house, nice neighbors. Leave it to Beaver House. A lot of kids don't have that.
That's right.
And that's a shame. They live in a house of almost horrors sometimes. And you take these kids and you say, for 1 week, you're going to be a kid again. You have no worries. Do what you want. Run around. Go fishing. Go camping. Arts and crafts. Whatever you want for a week. And it must fly by. And then after a week, it's back to reality again. They used to say that after you get off a cruise ship. Back to reality.
Yep, back to reality. And I'd like to tell you, if I could, about one of our kids.
Yeah.
Molly was a seven-year-old. But by the age of seven, she was already had six placements. And she was extremely damaged inside, and she acted it out with a brick wall around her heart, and it was just amazing how closed off she was. She wasn't going to let anybody get close to her, and now here she is kind of being torn away again. She's coming to another new situation. She's coming to camp. Molly got off the bus, her hands were on her hips. She was defying everyone to tell her, you know, what to do. Her vocabulary educated adults on the next swear word. Usually we have one camp or two campers for every counselor. In her case, we had a one-on-one relationship. A sweetest counselor, her name was Paula. But Molly was a prickly porcupine and wouldn't let anybody get close to her. Everything had to be done on her terms. If you said, hey, let's go do this, she said, go do this, she would say, I don't want to do that. Or if Molly said, hey, I want to go do this, and you agreed too quickly, she'd quickly change her mind and say, no, I don't want to do that, I want to do something else. Everything had to be done on her terms. The counselor showed extreme patience continually. And again, she had been relocated at the age of six, seven times.
Mm. Mm.
And typically, when you have children like this, they've never had an opportunity to celebrate their birthday. Like, you know, you have a birthday party, you invite your friends over, but a lot of these kids, they've never even had a birthday party for themselves. And so every year, we give these kids a birthday party. And that includes bounce houses, it includes cake, we sing happy birthday to all the kids, and they get lots of gifts of their own that they can take with them. Helium balloons, whatever you expect at a birthday cake. Well, Molly's counselor went and picked out a present that she thought Molly would love. And she got a Barbie doll. And this was a doll that she got to keep. And for the first time, Molly turned around and gave her counselor a huge hug. They went on to the carnival together. They had a wonderful time. That gift was a turning point that opened the heart that allowed Molly to connect with people. And we get to see this over and over again. And by the way, on our website, we have a place where we can, if somebody signs on, you can click on a button. There's a, for Target, you can buy a birthday present that will be given to one of our kids.
Give the website. I don't have it ever written down somewhere, but not here.
Where it's Racine-RFK.org. That's Racine-RFK.org.
Okay, now there's going to be another website I'm going to give you in just a moment here, because they're auctioning off four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game, and this is coming up April 9th at 5 Serve Forum. This is where you'll get row two, seats one through four. You can actually get hit with the sweat of the basketball player. You're going to get sweat all over you. This is good. It includes parking at the 5th Street parking garage, and you get $10 put on your Bucks app so you can spend the $10. And this is all to raise money for the summer camp, the Royal Family Kids Camp. These tickets are valued at about $1,000 a piece, but you can auction. They're being auctioned off now, so here's what you do. Go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Put your name, email address, and your bid. And at the end of the month, we'll put it on a spreadsheet and find out who gave the most money. And you get the four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game on April 9th. This is a good way for you to make new friends, because you can go up to anybody and say, hey, want to be my friend? I got four tickets to the Bucks. Ooh, I'm your new friend. Best friend. All right, so go to WRJN.com/bucks, WRJN.com/bucks. Bid high, bid often, and try to get those four tickets. And at the end of the month, we will give them away. Again, keep in mind, they're valued at $1,000 a piece. Doesn't mean you have to put down $1,000, but keep in mind that that's, you know, they're looking to raise the most money they can to get this kids camp up and running again, as they do every year. What a great idea. I don't think people realize, you know, people like me who really grew up in a charmed life. I always tell my brother that. I said, I led a charmed life. Nothing in my life ever went wrong. For my brother, he had some problems in his life, you know, but I never did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it's like not to have food on the table. I don't know what it's like not to be loved every night when I go to bed. I don't know what it's like to wake up in the morning wondering if your parents are going to hit you first thing in the morning. I don't know what it's like to have a parent who's on drugs.
Right.
I mean, I don't know all that stuff, and I never had to deal with it. And I can't believe these kids are growing up way too fast. You shouldn't know anything about this when you're 7 or 8 years old.
No, and you know, we have kids that are currently involved in a court system and criminal cases because of things that have happened to them. It's just, some of these things are really horrific.
You know, I watched some of these videos, and these are dysfunctional households police go into, and they get these family members screaming at one another, threatening them with knives and guns on each other, and these poor kids are screaming, you know, stop, stop, stop. I mean, I can't imagine growing up like that. And I'm sure you had a charmed life, too, the way you talk.
Well, I had a good life. I didn't realize it, but when I was young, I was poor, but I didn't know it. And
You don't know it. Your parents don't let you know it.
No, but, you know, I was loved as a kid. And incidentally, we were a foster family. When growing up, we took in kids. So I had foster siblings for several years. So that was a lot of, very rewarding for our family. And it just progressed as time went on, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like, but these young kids do. And this gives them 1 week to forget about everything, be a kid again. This is the Royal Family Kids Camp. And to get money, help run this camp. It's in Lake Geneva, you said, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lake Geneva. Four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game for April 9th, 6:30 p.m. at 5 Serve Forum. This is the VIP experience. You get to go where the stars go through the VIP entrance. You'll sit row 2, seats 1 through 4, section 116. It's where you can feel the sweat coming off the players. This is the Bucks-Celtics. This is like legendary teams playing. And just go to WRJN.com/Bucks. WRJN.com/Bucks. Fill out an entry form. Not fill out an entry form. Put your name and your email address down and your bid. That's all you need. It's not really an entry form. Email address, name, bid, and then at the end of the month, we'll tell you if you get those tickets. All right, hold on. More coming up with Rick Teller in just a moment. It's 719 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. WRJN Radio. Rick Teller's here with me for the Royal Family Kids Camp. And it's in Lake Geneva. When is the camp, by the way?
Well, we do the camp on June 17th to the 21st.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Not too hot, not too cool, just perfect. Right at the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And it's over, and so it's just 1 week. That's it.
It is 1 week. Our staff, so this year we all have 60 staff. Everybody is completely volunteer.
And they could all take the same week vacation and do it.
Everybody has to take vacation. They burn their time so they can be at this camp and to be with these kids. And we train them. We're trained in TBRI, which is trust-based relationship intervention. It's necessary to deal with these kids because of how the trauma has affected their life. And it's very, very effective means of working with the kids and just giving them the time of their life by focusing attention on them, where they're usually the throwaway. They're off to the side. They're insignificant in their homes, and we give them a sense of significance.
So how many foster homes? You said that girl went to how many foster homes?
At the age of six, she had already been in seven placements.
So she hasn't spent a year anywhere.
Right.
How do you get close to a family when they keep turning it down? Is it a reason they, after a year, they don't want her anymore?
Well, it can be that perhaps a placement was, you know, just temporary. They take you out of your home, and then you go back to your home. More dysfunction happens. You're taken back out of your parents' home and stuck somewhere else. You might be transferred from one relative to another, and it gets to a point where, well, I don't want to take responsibility for this child anymore, and you know, you need to take her back or something like that. So all different kinds of scenarios. You know, we have parents that say, okay, I'm ready to do this, and then they might have drug and alcohol issues, and they fall back, and then, you know, it's a revolving door sometimes for these kids.
So many problems. People don't know when you close your door at night, go home to watch TV, what's going on in the outside world out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could be among your neighbors. They could be anywhere out there. And, oh, I feel so bad for kids. You shouldn't have to think about anything in life. You know what your big worry should be? Oh, gee, what's my score on PlayStation? That's what your big worry should be.
Yeah.
You know, I try to think of my worries when I was a kid. I had no worries. I mean, kids have worries, but they're, when you think about it, you think, that's what I was worrying about? If Johnny's going to come out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and play ball with me out there? That was my big worry for the day? These kids are worrying about it. Wonder where I'm going to live tonight.
Yeah, and some of them can't even play ball because nobody's ever played ball with them. And so we bring them out and we show them how to do a pogo stick or jump rope or all manner of things. Some of these kids, they have multiple siblings. They get separated when they get thrown into adoption or into foster care. And camp is a time where we can bring these siblings together, and it's amazing to see the interaction sometimes with these kids and as they get to sit together and eat at a table together and just spend the time that...
With other kids.
Yeah.
And by the way, other kids have similar problems.
And they do. And it's really nice to see that they realize, you know what, I am not alone. There's other people that are in similar situations, and in some regards, it's extremely relieving to them to know that they're not alone in their plight.
You know, I'm so fortunate. I have a daughter and a stepson, and my daughter's 44. My stepson's 44, too, by the way. But my daughter, on Father's Day, will post on Facebook, I am so happy I have the dad I have. You cry because, you know, that's, you know, I tried to do the best for her. And obviously it worked out real well. But I feel so bad for these children. I mean, they shouldn't have to go through this. So for 1 week, they can be kids again, forget all their problems in the world at the Royal Family Kids Camp. And they're raising money. All you do is go to WRJN.com/bucks. WRJN.com/bucks. Put your bid in. All we need is your name, your email address, so we can contact you, and your bid. You'll get four tickets if you get the highest bid. You'll get four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game coming up on April 9th at Five Serve Forum. You'll sit in section 116 in the Jockey Club area, row 2, seats 1 through 4. You ever been to Five Serve?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Not.
I'm a Bradley Center person. I was there at the Bradley Center so many times.
Yes.
I remember when they were building the Bradley Center. Now it's gone. It's a parking lot.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I remember when they built it. I remember it had a leak in it when they first built it. That I remember. It's like when they first put the dome on Miller Park. It was
right.
Leaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put the, what was it, the All-Star game? And they cut the whole TV concentrated on the rain coming in on the seats. Anyway, so you'll also get $10 put on a Bucks app for all four people. That's $40. And you get free parking over at the Fifth Street parking garage. What an evening. What a night. And all you do is have to go to WRJN.com, WRJN.com/Bucks, and put your name down, your email address, and put your bid. The higher the bid, the better chance you have of getting those tickets, four tickets. You'll make a lot of friends. All of a sudden, you'll realize people coming out of the woodwork saying, gee, you got those four tickets? Did I mention how good a friend you really are? You'll see that happens. It happens a lot. Plus, you can also go to the site for the Royal Family Kids Camp. Go to Racine-RFK.org. Racine-RFK.org. Robert F. Kennedy.
Well, Royal Family Kids.
Royal Family Kids. Or that. Either one. Now, you won't be here next week, though, right?
That is correct.
You and your wife are going to camp. And adult camp.
Yeah.
So you're taking a week off. But you'll be back the next two times. Two Fridays.
Sure.
You will, right?
Yes.
Because we know where you live. We'll come get you.
Yeah.
We'll send an Uber to get you. Okay. Thank you very much, Rick Taylor. What's your wife's name?
Susan.
Susan Taylor. Thank you very much for coming in. This is great that you do this. Royal Family Kids Camp. Go to WRJN.com/bucks and bid. Put your name, your email address, and your bid on that site. And at the end of the month, we'll tell you if you get the tickets or not, okay? Thank you very much. It's a great thing you're doing. You know, I always feel there's a special place for people who do things, nice things like this. It's 729 WRJN. Hey, we're talking Academy Award picks with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. It's 735 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, and with me is my good buddy, Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And, hey, Brett, thanks a lot for waking up this morning. Well, you have to be at work, right? Are you at work now?
I'm actually in Dallas, Texas right now. I'm visiting with our friends from Pepsi, but having a good time down here in Texas.
Oh, that's right, because you have to, yeah, you still, this is the concession people. That's very important. You keep those people happy.
Exactly right.
And they got to keep you happy. Well, that's good. Yeah, I forgot because concessions, I don't know if it was if somebody from Marcus Theaters once told me this, and one of your predecessors told me that we're in the restaurant business. Movies are the gimmicks to get people to come in and buy the food. And I said, you know what? That's pretty good thinking. So, yeah, as long as you have good movies to get people in, that's what it's all about. And you've got, what, three new movies opening up this weekend, right?
That's exactly right. We've got a couple new movies coming out, in fact, three, so let's go over them. The first one's a horror movie. It's PG-13. It's called Imaginary. A woman returns to her childhood home to discover that her imaginary friend she left behind is very real and very unhappy that she abandoned him. Lionsgate Pictures is putting this one out, and it's called Imaginary. The next one is one that's getting spectacular reviews, and I'd like it. Anyone that likes biographies should check this one out. It's called Cabrini. It's a PG-13 biography, and it's being put out by Angel Studios. And it's the true story of Francesca Cabrini, who she witnesses disease and poverty in the slums of New York, and she embarks upon this journey to persuade the mayor there to provide housing and health care for hundreds of orphan children. It's a true story, and Cabrini is definitely going to be a great film this weekend and is getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes right now. And the last film is one that I think all families are going to be excited to see. It has been quite some time since we've had a major release animated film on screen. In fact, it's been since the holiday season. And this weekend, Universal is putting out Kung Fu Panda 4. That's right. Jack Black is back. He's the voice of Poe. That's the adorable panda. This time he's training a new dragon warrior to stop a sorceress from summoning all the master villains that he previously vanquished. But you don't really even need to know the plot for this one. Jack Black is going to be funny. He's going to be comedic. The whole family is going to enjoy watching this one on the big screen. And it's getting great reviews as well on Rotten Tomatoes. So the whole family will enjoy going out and seeing that animated film. Go out and see those films. As Don mentioned, we've got great concessions, but we've been making strides and providing awesome food as well to go along with this experience. So lots of great things. And, you know, the other things to mention are Dune Part 2 is still in theaters, and that one got phenomenal reviews from everyone that saw it last week. It has phenomenal critics' reviews. If you haven't seen Dune Part 2, it is absolutely spectacular, and I call it breathtaking to watch on the big screen, what they did there. So you've got all those, and then, of course, you've got all of our Best Picture Series contenders that we're still showing for the next 3 days until that ceremony occurs on Sunday. So I could go on and on and on, but the theaters are stocked with movies. It's going to be a great weekend. So just pick one of them and you'll be happy coming up this weekend.
All right. Let's talk about the Academy Awards. They come up Sunday night at 10. I hope with the time change Sunday morning, it doesn't screw up the Academy Awards. People showing up late, early. With it. Oh, wait, I forgot to set my clock. All right. Well, anyway, so the Academy Awards are coming up Sunday night. This is the one night of the year I shut my phone off. I have special food in the house. I don't want any interruptions. I just lock myself in the house and watch the Oscars. I don't miss them. The only thing I don't like about the Academy Awards is some of those speeches go on and on. And I equate this. I wouldn't say lesser categories, but, you know, the categories like short subject, you know, black and white or whatever. Those people, when they win, tend to give the longest speeches for some reason. I think it's their one time to shine, and they want to take advantage of it. And I just, you know, then they start playing the music, you know, to get them off the stage. But other than that, I just love the Academy Awards. We're going to start off at the bottom of the list here, of your list, with Best Animated Feature. And you're picking what as the winner?
That's right. I'm going to pick Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. What a phenomenal film this was. The animation was spectacular. The story was spectacular. And we can't wait to see the next one. So I'm really looking forward to that one. But Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is my pick for this one. There were a few other good pictures. The Boy and the Heron was a great anime film that came out. Elemental was a good film that was released last summer from Disney. But Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse really took it. If you haven't seen that movie, the style of animation is fantastic, and we can't wait for the follow-up for that one.
All right, Best Original Screenplay. Now, they used to do two categories for this, Screenplay Original or Screenplay from Another Source. I don't know if they still do it that way. But we're just going to do Best. Oh, yeah, because you have Best Adapted Screenplay.
Yeah, there's Original and Adapted. Yeah,
okay,
yes.
Best Original. See, I'm slow. Best Original Screenplay, and you're picking the movie?
Anatomy of a Fall. This is a spectacular movie about a woman whose husband is found dead, and this goes into the trial between her and kind of their relationship together, and then she also had a young son who was partially blind, and this goes through what he's thinking and he's going through during this trial. So it is an excellent movie if you have not seen it. Anatomy of the Fall, a lot of neat twists, a lot of second guessing, a lot of thinking about what's really going on, and that's why I gave it to Anatomy of the Fall. But I'll tell you, I really enjoyed The Holdovers as well, but I think this one's going to Anatomy of the Fall.
Best Adapted Screenplay. This is usually from another source, a novel or whatever, and you are picking?
I am picking American Fiction.
However,
this one.
However, there's a however there. You think?
Yes. The Favorite, these are two that are running neck and neck between American Fiction and Oppenheimer. And I'm going with American Fiction, partly because I think this is the award that it would likely win if it wins one. It was a spectacular comedy drama with Jeffrey Wright. If you have not seen this picture, go see it. It is absolutely phenomenal. And I think the Academy will give American Fiction a nod. However, I will say that, as we'll find out with our other picks, Oppenheimer is going to go home with more than a few trophies, and this could be one of them as well.
Now, you didn't pick anybody for Best Supporting Actress on this list here. Now, I will run through people. These are the nominees: America Ferrera for Barbie, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers, Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, and Jodie Foster for Naiad. You didn't pick one.
Well, I think maybe that's just on the list I sent you, but Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers is the one that I'm picking on this one.
Okay.
I love The Holdovers. She's the favorite. She is spectacular in the movie. And if you haven't seen The Holdovers, go check that one out as well. It is a great movie with Paul Giamatti. He is a professor or a teacher at a boarding school that has to take care of the holdovers that are there and have nowhere to go home from winter break, and they develop a relationship with a particular student. So Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers is my pick for a supporting role actress.
You know, Paul Giamatti could be in a million movies. He'll always be Howard Stern's boss in the movie Private Parts for me. Where he was the program director of WNBC.
Which he was not nominated for, but maybe should have been.
Yeah, yes. He was a great boss to Howard Stern in that film. Best Supporting Actor, you are picking?
Best Supporting Actor, we are going with Robert Downey Jr. in this one. He is the favorite for Oppenheimer. I think what he deserves is spectacular, and I think this is going to be one of the many awards that Oppenheimer takes home this Sunday.
Now, he was a senator or something in the film, and he's only in the black and white segments of the movie. He's not in the color segments, yeah.
That's correct, and he just does an amazing job in this movie, and I just think it's going to be a really... like I said, I think it's going to take home a lot of awards, and Robert Downey Jr.'s performance is absolutely spectacular.
Now, it's hard to believe the troubles he's been through, because I remember him, after Iron Man, he got into drug problems, and I remember seeing him in court in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit, and he went to prison, and he got out of prison and continued his career where he left off, and look at him now, he's up for an Academy Award. So there is life after prison for people like Robert Downey Jr. His father was a big director, Robert Downey. Back in the 60s, made Putney Swope and a few other movies. Pound was another film. It was kind of an experimental film, and Robert Downey Jr. was a little kid in that movie, Pound. Little tiny kid. Best Actress, you're picking who I pick for Best Actress, because I thought she was phenomenal. And you're picking?
Let's see. I'm going to pick Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, which you have picked as well. And the only one else I'd say is Emma Stone for Poor Things could sneak up and win this one, because she's been talked about as well. But when it came down to Lily and when it came down to Emma, I went with the Lily Gladstone and Killers of the Flower Moon, which was also your pick.
You know, after I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, I came out of the theater and said, she made the movie. I mean, she I'm not going to ruin the picture for people, but it's a murder mystery, this film, Killers of the Flower Moon. And she was almost a victim in the film. But her just acting, the comeback in the film, just amazing. And if she wins, she'll be the first Native American to win the Best Actress Award at the Academy Awards. Now, for Best Actor, you're picking?
Best Actor in a Leading Role. I'm going to go with Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. Again, what a great picture. I mean, we talked about Robert Downey Jr. and his role, because he played Louis Strauss, which was the antagonist. And then obviously we have Cillian Murphy, who actually played Oppenheimer in the film. You know, Christopher Nolan did a great job. They did a great job casting here. One of many awards, again, that I think Oppenheimer is going to win. And I think if you watch the picture, you'll see this drama. It was just spectacular. And I'll give it to Cillian Murphy here. There's, you know, everyone that was nominated between Bradley Cooper and his portrayal of Leonard Bernstein, to Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, to Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, and then Coleman Domingo for Rustin. All of them were great in this one, but it really looks like the cards are favoring Cillian Murphy, and I'm going with him as well.
Best Director. I know who you're picking here because you just mentioned his name.
Yes, there is no doubt here when it comes to Best Directing. We're going to give this one to... we're going to give this one to Chris Nolan for Oppenheimer. And, you know, what I really like about Oppenheimer is the complete work of this picture. It's 3 hours long. It's a great movie that shows different sides of different characters. It had a great cast. But also, I just really enjoy Christopher Nolan's love for cinema. When they released this film, not only did they release it in standard format, they released it in the special IMAX format, they released it in 70 millimeter film, and some sites played 35 millimeter film. So you really have in Christopher Nolan a love for cinema, and this was definitely a passion project of his, and I think people really responded, and you saw that when you saw this whole Barbenheimer phenomenon. Where else did you get people going to Barbie and Oppenheimer? And that just shows you just how great this film was, that it brought so many people on board that probably wouldn't have gone and seen a biographical drama that was 3 hours long. But here we have that, and that's why I've given him the nod for best director this year.
Best picture.
Best picture. I think we know where this one's going. Oppenheimer will take this. At least that's that's what I believe. You know, when you look at everyone that's been nominated for Best Picture, they're all great films, but I think Oppenheimer stands above them all. Now, Poor Things does have a shot. It's got a dark horse shot. And
no,
I would say if there's any film that will take it, it could be Poor Things. However, Oppenheimer is in the 99. If you go for the betting odds, you're going to have to lay a lot of money to go against Oppenheimer. So Oppenheimer is the favorite here. But don't remember, Don, we've been surprised before.
Yes.
I always tell people that. We've been surprised before.
You know, I never understood how the best director and the best picture can't be tied together. Because it's obvious if it's the best picture, it was the best directed movie. I mean, I don't know how they can't separate those two things, but they do sometimes. I don't know how. By the way, I do like that Godzilla Minus One is up for an Academy Award for one of the technical awards. And I like when the comedian was saying, well, Godzilla Minus One is up for a technical award this year, and its prequel is up for Best Picture, Oppenheimer. When you think about it. It is the prequel to Godzilla, when you think about it. Hey, I can't wait. Now, next Friday, we'll see how well you did. I'm scoring this. And there's big prize money if you get them all right.
I'm sure you are. Let's recap this. But everyone have a great time, including you, Don. I know you loved it to watch
this
to your help and your house, and I'm going to enjoy it too. So it should be a great night. Let's all have a great time. Let's celebrate movies, because that's what this is all about.
Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Thank you, Brett. Talk to you next Friday.
We'll see. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye now. Hey, Mike Clemens is coming up. We're talking sports in just a moment here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. At WRJN Radio, our sports guy, Mike Clemens, is here with us. And good morning, Mike. You have these late nights with sports. I don't know how you get up in the morning and do all this stuff.
You know? No, yeah. Well, you know, I take naps during the halftime.
Okay.
You know what? I was also up late last, because I did watch some of the State of the Union last night, and that got to me almost like a sporting event with some of the yelling and shouting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there was an interesting thing I saw. You know what I did? Instead of listening to some of the commentaries on TV, I flipped over to C-SPAN. They had a live feed, and C-SPAN explained that since their charter in 1979, they have to stay with the program until someone calls the end of the session. And Biden was shaking hands with everybody, congressmen, staffers, and all that, for over a half hour. And then one man came up to him about 30 minutes after he'd gotten off the podium. He was, you know, talking to people and having conversations. You could hear everything he was saying with these people. A guy came up to him and said, you know, I'm from Paradise, California, and, you know, Mr. President, we need more help with federal funds. After they had that horrible fire there about 5 years ago, Aaron Rodgers is from that area. He gave him a check for $1 million. He says, we need more help with the forestry. And the president came back and said, he says, I have flown over dozens of these kinds of wildfires that have done so much destruction. He said, you know what the key is better roofs on the buildings, fire-retardant buildings, Class A roofs on the buildings. That will help from these things from spreading. Like, oh my, you know, this guy's got it on the ball, you know?
And, you know,
got it on the ball.
Here's what they need at the State of the Union address. They need one of these referees in the black and white striped things with a whistle. So when somebody in the audience gets out of line, they blow the whistle and they call a foul on them.
throw a flag, sure. Yeah.
Throw the yellow flag.
You have to back your chair up 15 yards.
Yeah, throw the yellow flag out. You're up in the peanut gallery. Get out of here. All right, last night's Badger game last night. Rutgers at the Kohl Center. How'd it turn out?
Yeah, this is a game that the Badgers had lost on the road to Rutgers, and the Badgers had a horrible stretch there. They think they lost. They only won 2 out of 9 games there. They really needed this win last night, and they pulled it off, 78-66. Although toward the end of the game, Rutgers started making a move and scoring on them. That's because Greg Gard, the head coach of the Badgers, had kind of emptied the bench, and then he explained after the game. And a game that was heard on WRJN last night. In the post game, he came out and talked to the guys and said, yeah, maybe I put some of those backups in too soon. They'd been sitting there for 2 hours and they were stiff and maybe not warmed up. But they held on to win. Now the next game is Sunday, and that one will be on WRJN. The tip-off is at 12:30. They'll have some pregame coverage. But they're going down to Purdue there in mid-Indiana. Purdue is ranked number 3 in the nation now, and they'll probably lose that one. But they won enough games throughout most of the season to be in a 3-way tie. So then the Big Ten tournament is after that. If they can make a decent showing in that, they should still get an invitation to the NCAA tournament later in the month.
The Bucks looking good under Doc Rivers now recently, right?
Well, yeah, we were wondering what was going on with that, too, with all the losses that they had after he took over. And then they won 6 straight in a row before losing the other night to Golden State. But the difference has been the defense that he's been putting in has clicked in. You know, the guys have accepted it, understood it. They've had time to practice it, et cetera. But I thought this was a really, really interesting statement. So Giannis is out with a tendonitis in his Achilles. Chris Middleton, another one of their veteran scorers, he's been out now for like 5-6 weeks with an ankle. So Damian Lillard, the guy that they traded for, he stepped in and scored 41 points. And after the game, they said, boy, I mean, that was a heck of a game by you to step in and fill in while Giannis was gone. He says, yeah. He says, you know what? He said, when Doc Rivers first arrived, he said, are you guys running some of those sets that you guys had when you were with the Portland Trail Blazers? And he said, no, not any of them. He goes, why not? He said, we used to hate those sometimes when we were with the Boston Celtics and facing you with other teams. And so they started putting in some of those Portland Trail Blazers plays when Dame was out there 9 or 10 years, and they started to win. And that's an indication of like, oh, see, this is why they got rid of Adrian Griffin and why Terry Stotts, a former Bucks head coach, he had come and joined the Bucks last summer and was only there 2 weeks and then abruptly quit. And that's because apparently they weren't going to use any of the Portland stuff after they brought Dame Lillard into Milwaukee.
And finally, we have some Packer news. I know the NFL season's over. The Super Bowl's over. NFL's done. But you actually have some Packer news for us.
Well, I was down there and covered the combine, which is all last week, and we got to meet with Brian Gutekunst. But one thing that was really crazy was the former Badger quarterback Russell Wilson. Great career with the Seahawks. Things kind of got to an impasse. They had no problem trading him. They got 8 players out of the Denver Broncos for him between 5 draft picks and 3 current players. And he just had a horrible 2 years in Denver. And so we got to talk to Brian Gutekunst privately for about an hour. And, he pretty much said, yeah, we're going to be losing some players in free agency, but we're good. There's plenty of new guys that are going to be on the board for the draft and all that where we can replace them. But, probably the biggest thing we have to do is now get Jordan Love a new contract after he proved himself last fall. I went to you remember Gary Wolfel, sports editor?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. He introduced me to a guy. He says, tell him what you told me. This guy now covers the Broncos. He said, yeah, we met with Sean Payton like that, too, the new head coach of the Broncos. Oh, yeah, how was that? He goes, it lasted 6 hours. 6 hours.
What do you do wrong in 6 hours?
Yeah. And you know why? That's because they've gone through this entire drama with Russell Wilson, what do they do a week after they had that meeting with the media, privately behind doors, to tell them everything that's been going on? they released Russell Wilson, who's now sitting there waiting for the phone to ring to see if some team's going to pick him up. So, I mean, you know, when you look at the Green Bay challenges, they're doing great. I mean, they're in a really good spot. Just a year removed after Aaron Rodgers, you know, they traded him to the Jets. They're in a really good shape to have a good season this year.
You know, I'm thinking even bad radio DJs last at least one ratings book. They give you one ratings book and then you're out.
Hey. Yeah, when you're in radio, man, you know what free agency is all about, right?
You wait till that. Wait till those Nielsen or Arbitron numbers got released. Oh, please be good. Mike Clemens, we'll talk to you next Friday morning once again. You have a great week, my friend. Stay on top of sports for us. We love the sports reports all morning long here on WRJN Radio. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye now. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. All right, don't forget, set the clocks. Spring forward, spring ahead. 2 a.m. Sunday. I'll see you in Daylight Savings Time Monday morning, 6 o'clock, here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Have a safe weekend, all right?